This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On May 5th, 1965, at Magoo's Pizza in the San Francisco Bay Area, a psychedelic rock band gave their first public performance as The Warlocks. By December of that same year, the drug-friendly troubadours had already developed an avid following among hippies, and the Warlocks renamed themselves The Grateful Dead. For the next five-plus decades, the Grateful Dead seemed to be on a constant tour, performing an unending string of road dates while being followed by perhaps the most fanatical fans in all of fandom, the Deadheads. Originally a loosely organized mailing list, the Deadheads evolved into a group of nomadic acolytes, traveling the world, meticulously documenting set lists and recording live performances, which they swapped via physical tapes and later, the internet. Surviving the deaths of multiple band members, including frontman Jerry Garcia, the Grateful Dead continue their tour to this very day, though many Deadheads follow the baby boomer arc of abandoning counterculture for the normalcy of consumer culture. And one since reformed Deadhead was Martin Sprock, who, in the 1980s, opted for a grown-up career in real estate before moving on to the restaurant industry in 1995 when he launched Atlanta's own Planet Smoothie. The smoothie chain didn't exactly take over the planet, but it thrived enough to fund Sprock's second, more successful concept, a quick-service Mexican-American restaurant founded in Atlanta in 2000. With its customizable made-to-order Mexican menu, the eatery naturally invited comparison to Chipotle, though Sprock insists his concept was conceived as a, quote, Mexican Subway. Sprock's chain expanded beyond Atlanta and across the region, becoming the Southeast's favorite Southwestern food. Known for its pop culture-inspired menu items and the enthusiastic verbal greeting each customer receives from staff. And Sprock's Deadhead roots informed the chain's playlists and decor, although it crossed a line into copyright infringement in 2005, when the company was sued by the Jerry Garcia estate for using his image in quotes on in-store wall art. Still today, Sprock's chain has over 700 locations, covering much of North America, a lot like the Grateful Dead's touring schedule. As for the restaurant's name, it doesn't refer to an individual at all, but rather is an acronym fitting for the band once called the Warlocks. M-O-E. Musicians, Outlaws, and Entertainers. This week on Doughboys, we continue Oktoberfest 2019. The Doughboys present the 8TL, our month-long exploration of Atlanta's food and other stuff, with Atlanta's own Moe's Southwest Grill. Welcome to Doughboys, the podcast about chain restaurants. I'm Nick Weiger, alongside my co-host, if the beast stopped transforming into Prince Adam 10% of the way through, the Spoon Man Mike Mitchell.
Wait, repeat that?
If the beast stopped transforming into Prince Adam 10% of the way through.
Huh.
From Beauty and the Beast.
Oh,
he's from saying Beauty and the 90% beast. Beast guy.
Yes, I understood that I'm 90% beast. Wait, it's 90%?
Yeah, he's saying 10% of the way through, he stopped transforming
it. I get numbers.
Well, you seemed pretty unclear about that there, extrapolating 90 from 10 in percentage terms. That was courtesy of Luke M. from Down Under. How about that? A little roast from Down Under. Roastspoonman at gmail.com. If you have an insult you like me, use on Mitch at the top of the show. Have you ever been to Australia?
No, but now I don't want to go because of your take on an Australian accent. I'm trying to, Nick, look.
What are you doing right now?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm looking up a drop.
You didn't have that ready to go? Did you forget about this aspect of the intro of the show?
No, I didn't forget about it, you dink. Oh, wait, I've already played this damn drop, but you know what? I'm going to play it again anyways. No, it's too long, for God's sakes. I hate this.
Do you want to take a second and find something?
Shut up.
While you're doing that, Mitch. Okay, you ready?
I'm going to just play it.
In the taxi cab, you told me you were going to go patch up the crack in the Liberty Bell. And I said, how are you going to do it? And then you raised your eyebrows.
Like I'm gonna spackle it with my ejaculate? Like I'm gonna spackle it with my ejaculate? Spackle it with my ejaculate? Like I'm gonna spackle it with my ejaculate?
That's what I'm saying, baby.
Jesus Christ.
Oh wow.
Oh wow.
I didn't like that song.
I can suck my own dick.
That was a real poet and I didn't know it sort of thing. That's the way that guy edited it together. I didn't realize that was a little couplet.
Poet and I didn't... Did we go back to 1993?
That's been around for longer than 93.
Poet and I didn't even know it? Yeah. I guess you're right.
I feel like I read that in a children's joke book. It was like four.
Is that where you get all your jokes from? Children's jokes book? I can't speak, so I can't even make fun of you. Hey, Spoon Man was inspired by the Late Show in Philly to finally mix it up in the drop game. Hope you enjoy. Love the show. Can't wait for you all to come back out east again. Trust the process. Ugh.
Oh, boy, a little Philly shout.
And then it says, go birds, fuck the birds, etc. Alan S. P.S. Whatever, Philly. You know, we're good. Philly and us, we're good. It was a fun time in Philly, Nick.
You're saying you and the city of Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love.
They're just
love,
too mean to me.
Okay.
P.S. I've always been a huge Al Horford appreciator.
Oh,
well,
there
he's
you go.
Yours now. Made a huge mistake by going to the Sixers.
But. You made another, Mitch, you made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't say howdy ho.
I was about to.
Howdy ho.
Didn't you say that
Spoon
before
Nation.
The drop?
I mean, yeah, sometimes, but look, our guest is here and I'm embarrassed to do it in front of her. She has to see what this podcast is.
You are again doing the thing you did on our last episode where you're lying on your stomach facing us, which is...
There's a couple of things going on. I'm lying on my stomach facing my stomach hurts very badly.
I'm in the same boat. This is the worst case of the rumblies I've been battling during a record in some time.
Yeah.
We did kind of a bang-bang back-to-back situation where we were eating... There was some time. There was a recording between, but we ate two very, very heavy meals today.
Yeah,
and then now we're recording, and I'm feeling it.
Yeah, I feel awful. In fact, ooh, lightning strike! Wow, lightning striking outside the. Look, there's a lot going on here.
We got a lot going on. There's a music festival at the ground level. There's lightning striking.
There's an EDM festival downstairs. They're using the hotel to come in and take shits. And
wait, are they really?
Yeah, we saw a couple people do it downstairs.
That's a good move.
What's up with these EDM people? Why do they got to use the bathroom so much? What's going on? I feel like
that's where you do the drugs.
Oh, okay. There you go,
Emma. Emma,
Mom, stop listening.
Maybe that thumping bass affects your digestive tract.
Like it's full of the brown note.
Dear God, our guest really might leave. You loser. Yeah, my stomach is hurting. I think once this episode ends, I'll just continue laying in this bed.
Yeah.
And just go to sleep, possibly.
You're in your final position for this day.
I think so. For this life.
Oh, you're gonna die in this hotel room?
I think this might be it.
Oh, my God.
See, I got the EDM festival outside. There's lightning striking in the distance in Atlanta. That's all.
Yeah, those two things are happening.
Those two things. Our stomachs hurt.
And you know what, Mitch? We got a great guest.
Yeah. Well, also, you got to say what month it is, Nick. It's just episode two of...
That's right. Oktoberfest 2019, the ATL continues.
Yes. Oktoberfest 2019, the Doughboys present the ATL.
Okay, we're adding the Doughboys present the ATL.
Yes,
got it.
ATL.
The Doughboys present the ATL.
It's such a bad name that no one gets it.
People get it.
We said the ATL and Steve Agee was like, it's the ATL. And we were like, oh, I know, but it's the ATL. Like we ate stuff.
I think when people see it written down, they'll understand.
Oh, good. Like the best jokes, you have to read it on the page
like
instead
the best
of hearing
podcast,
it.
You have to see it.
People will read the episode description. They'll see the title. They'll get the pun.
Okay.
Our guest... For this episode of the 8TL, Doughboys present the 8TL.
Thank you.
Oktoberfest 2019. From 24, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and her podcast, Checking In with Mary Lynn. Mary Lynn Reiskub is here. Hi, Mary Lynn.
Hey. Hi, you guys.
How are you?
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for giving up so much of your day for this awful podcast.
Well, the first one was voluntary.
That was nice of you, though. It was nice to have you there.
I was like, I'll meet you guys.
I wanted to ask you, what did you think of the Flying Biscuit Cafe?
Well, check this out. Yeah. I've been to Atlanta a lot.
Okay.
And I haven't done any of the things that you're supposed to do.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I just stay here and I go in a radius, and every time I go to the Flying Biscuit first.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's your first stop.
That's what.
Yeah. And I have been there when it's not as busy as it was today.
Yeah.
And I go and I sit and I have the whole thing.
Right.
I don't get like the Benedict, I'll just get like the eggs.
Yeah.
I tried the grits recently. I'm not so into them, but I get the eggs and a sausage and a biscuit.
I'm coming
and
around.
Just enjoy life at the Flying Biscuit.
It's a very enjoy. I mean, the food is very good there.
Yes.
And if it was not crowded, I think I would enjoy being there quite a bit.
Yeah, it was too crowded.
It was too much. But you mentioned you're not a fan of the grits. Are you not a fan of grits in general, or just their take on grits?
Whoa, that lightning is amazing. Yeah,
it's really weird.
Can I say something? This may sound dark, but I hope everyone at the EDM festival is struck by lightning to death, electrocuted.
That's not dark. That is light and fluffy, like my biscuit at the Flying Biscuit.
You know what? Part of the flashing, I think, is some strobe effects down there, too.
No, but look, there's a ton of lightning going on.
Yeah, I just had that experience. Think that's lightning, and it's a fake out, and then the lightning... That's why it caught my attention, because the actual lightning is lighting up the entire sky.
Oh, wow.
Behind the buildings.
Zeus is mad,
it's beautiful.
Nick. Zeus.
Zeus maybe, is pissed at
maybe
this
Zeus
festival.
Got hit in the balls. I don't know. Zeus got hit in the balls and he's throwing lightning. Does that make sense?
It's fine. Yeah,
yes,
sure.
He's in a fragile state. Yes.
Logic tracks. Wait, so, grits, you are a...
Oh,
yeah.
I'm not a grits fan.
Not a fan.
But, you know, I saw it on the menu and it said creamy, dreamy. And I was in that kind of a mood where I wanted something warm and pleasing. And your grits are called creamy, dreamy. I'm going to give them a whirl.
Yeah.
The first bite, I was like, oh, no. That's too creamy and too dreamy. Who doesn't like butter? But it can't just be like, oh, my mouth is full of butter.
Yeah.
Like, that's not fun.
That's their
signature thing.
I was such a
I do love the restaurant.
I never ate grits growing up.
No, me neither.
Boston area.
None of us are from Gritstown.
No.
Yeah.
We're all like, you know, we're all in different, that's like a southern thing,
Where
right?
exactly is Gritstown?
Well, I mean, if you're talking about gritty, Philadelphia.
Just north of Louisiana.
Yeah.
You ride through, you take your horse through Gritstown. Sometimes they're thicker, though. The creamy, dreamy grits at Flying Biscuit are really ground up.
They have a very smooth texture.
Yeah.
I liked them.
You did.
But I also
it's
got
almost,
them in
you
the
can
context
drink
of shrimp
grits.
Grits. What's that?
Oh, yeah, you got the shrimp
that
grits.
Was your whole bowl was grits.
Yeah, so I got a whole bunch of grits, but with the shrimp there, it was like, I didn't find the dairy aspect overpowering. The creaminess was nice.
I was saying that they were almost drinkable, the grits. But
yes.
But also, you were saying that I want to get back to this point you were going to say that gritty is from Gritstown. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I was saying that it depends on how you, if you want to talk about gritty city, that's Philadelphia because of their mascot. But grits in general are associated with the American South.
What was the insult
South.
You called me in that episode? Did you call me
Big Titty,
titty
Gritty?
Gritty? Okay.
I mean, that wasn't mine. That was one that someone submitted that.
Big Titty Gritty?
Do you know what gritty looks like? I'm going to show you right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm laughing. I don't even know what it is.
Oh, no.
Yeah, wait, let's see. Let's see if we can get
a gritty
reference.
It. You got it. You get it.
Philadelphia Flyers.
I got all
the
I
hockey
need to get.
This is what gritty looks like.
Oh, okay.
No, it's good. It's fine.
I think he's cool.
Is he?
I don't know. I kind of like him.
I throw him a bone. He's a good guy.
Marilyn, you've been with Nick for maybe 4 hours today now.
Ooh, I hated every second of it. I've been waiting for you to ask me. It is excruciating.
It's pretty common. I will say, though, despite your assessment, I owe you a great deal because in addition to this podcast, you saved my beloved hat.
I did.
I left my ball cap inside the Flying Biscuit Cafe.
This is your beloved hat?
This is my favorite hat. It says I'm a SoCal surfer, dude. California Republic is right on my hat. I love it. This is my favorite hat I've owned since my Tyson versus McNeely hat I had commemorating the fight between Mike Tyson and the Irish Hurricane, Peter McNeely, that I won
this
at grad night.
This is insane to me. This is,
and
this
I lost in a ride at Six Flags Magic Mountain.
This isn't like Bart. Wow, what ride was it?
It was a water ride. I don't remember which one. I think it's a defunct water ride.
Hmm.
Yeah, but I was like, I left it in the restaurant. You found it and you fetched it and you brought it out for me. It was very nice of you. Yeah. So
this
thank
isn't
you very
like Bart
much.
Bart
you mean
Simpsons.
That I didn't see it and go, fuck that. I saw it. Yeah. I had to give it to you.
Well,
otherwise,
that was nice.
I'm a monster.
Well, I appreciate it.
I was going to say this is not like Bart Simpson's red hat. I never, like, this isn't like your go-to hat.
It's not like my signature hat. I have a lot of hats. A lot
of flat. Okay, that's what I was
going to
ask you when you said, but then you're skepticism that it's not his favorite hat. I was going to say, ask you, when you get a hat, do you just only wear that hat for days and months until you move on to another hat?
No, I have a number of hats.
Okay, so you'll change a hat daily?
There's something that goes on with your hats. Look,
yes,
this might seem critical of you, but every hat you wear, it looks like when a t-ball player gets their hat for their team, and then they put it on for the first time.
It's like when an NBA player gets drafted and they put on a hat. Doesn't
why
quite fit.
Is it because you don't put any curve in the rim?
I don't like to curve.
Or is there something
the
that wrong with your head? Is my other question. I mean, I have a giant head, so there's something wrong
isn't
with my
the
head.
The flat look is like what how you're supposed to wear your hat.
I like the
but,
flat.
But
these
doesn't
days.
It look like there's space where his temp like kind of
there
where his
is.
Temples are?
That's part of the issue, and I think that is a head shape thing because if I do it one notch tighter than it is,
you're saying you want to stick a finger like a finger. Can
you can
fit
stick
up there?
You could stick anything up there.
You could, yeah.
Pencils. He holds his pencil in there.
There's a little bit of room. Like I could, but you know,
and
it's like
measure things and cut things. some tools there.
If I do it one notch tighter than it is right now, it'll fit a little better, but it'll be uncomfortable.
Should we see the one? Oh, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah,
I'll do it. You can tell me no
one.
Let me know what you think.
If it's worth the pain.
It will be funny. It will be funny if he does one more notch and he's like,
my brain,
screaming.
Oh,
this is tighter.
Yes,
that's
it looks
nice.
More normal.
Does this
fool?
Look better?
Yes,
yeah,
it does.
It looks more normal. Just let it break in.
It's squeezing my temples.
God, and I'm afraid that I'll see you in handcuffs. The hat made me do it.
Are you getting high off the it's squeezing you? You should go down to the concert. Oh, yeah, my hat's squeezing my temples. Here we go. I'm seeing stars.
It does feel like my skull is being compressed.
Knowing Nick for a good decade now, over a decade, I can tell you right there that being down in that festival is probably his worst nightmare.
Oh, my gosh.
I wouldn't have a good time. Yeah. I don't
like that either. Yeah. That would be awful.
I don't like it either.
I don't. Yeah, loud music plus a whole bunch of people would not be my scene.
Yeah, and also dancey rave music. That's not for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there is some alcohol. I could get liquored up and endure it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. That's how I cope with social situations. You, Mary Lynn, you worked at a Denny's. You were
telling us. I did.
How long did you work at a Denny's? At what point in your life? And what was it like?
Guys, I don't mean to like go so far so fast and blow your mind, but I worked at a Denny's, I worked at an Olive Garden, and I worked at a Hard Rock Cafe.
Holy shit.
Oh, she dropped her mic.
Literally dropped the mic. The big three. The triforce of chains.
Among others.
Denny's, wait, can you say them again? Denny's, Hard Rock Cafe, and what was the middle one?
Olive Garden.
Wow.
Olive Garden was like a step up. I remember they were very strict about their training. And
yeah.
You had to learn all the, you know, platters and...
What,
I just lost energy trying to explain.
That's all right. You're just matching us.
Denny's was a great experience. I mean, it was terrible in some ways. You know, like people make... I remember more than one table making fun of me and then like a ding-dong ditch. What's it called? No, that's just dine and dash. That's what it's called.
Oh, that sucks.
Cruel. But for the most part, I felt like kind of a badass because I was really young and you have to deal with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you got to memorize the thing and you got to keep it moving and it gets really busy.
Was that your favorite of the three to work at? I guess I have two questions. What was your favorite one to work at? And then which one treated the employees the best of those three?
Whoa.
I know. Sorry. I have the hard-hitting questions. Nick, you can loosen your hat again if you'd like.
That's a tough one because they were all at different points in my life.
Right.
Yeah.
Stages of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Olive Garden presented itself as the most high-class situation. Also, at Olive Garden, I would sneak in the walk-in refrigerator and I would depending on my mood or what I thought the shift was going to be like, either beginning, middle, or end, I would go in and scarf down a tiramisu, which was like a square of tiramisu. And I would like, depending on the day, I'm like, do I need it to start my day off, or am I going to reward halfway through?
Right.
And that was kind of fun because you made the big salads in the big bowls, and then people. But also, it was the Midwest, suburbs of Detroit, and so.
So
it was a fancy place to go, but that didn't necessarily mean people tipped more.
I gotcha.
You know,
yeah,
so,
I know what you mean.
I think I could live in a walk-in fridge. I think that's like my. I think that's the right temperature for me.
You like a cold room.
I like a cold room.
Space.
Yeah, this room is pretty cool right now, but
a walk-in's pretty cold.
Yeah,
I think you're being hyperbolic.
I know. I like it that cold. Really do.
You really do.
Yeah.
If you get what's your room temp like right now?
Down the lowest it can go.
I was pretty cold when we walked in here.
It's kind of cold. We can change it.
Is this like? What do you got? Like 64?
No, it's
64?
Okay. I'm putting my arms to my sides and going like that ever so slightly. I'm good.
I'm gonna go. You guys keep talking. I'm gonna look at the thermostat. Hold on.
No, don't. He needs the coolness.
It's 65.
I'm fine.
It's 65. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you wanted to see what it was.
I wanted to see what it was.
It's 65 on high. It's all the way down and only goes to 65.
I keep my room at least 70, if not 72 or 75. But that also comes with living in the valley in LA. I've been like inundated with, now I don't like it, but I'm used to it being really hot all the time.
Your AC bill's got to be soaring too during them summer months.
Yeah, that's tough.
We were talking about here though, specifically in this hotel, there's a certain part of the day where 65, the room is still warm.
Oh yeah. But also the thing, we talked about this the other day, because you were saying like, do you wake up? I think they turn it off in the middle of the night to like save money.
Wow, yeah.
I'm sort of getting used to it, but for a few nights in a row, I'd wake up sweating.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
me too.
I'm sure there's no air in this room right now.
I agree. Yeah.
I think they turn it off for an hour or two.
Hotel living.
We should talk about this because you're both in this situation right now. You're living in the same hotel. You're working on the same movie. And
that's right.
So, and how,
we
this,
can say it too.
This
we
is
can say
pretty
that we're
exciting.
Working on Ghost Draft.
It's very cool.
You know what? We've never really, because the Boston episode never came out, we're working on the movie Ghost Draft.
We're freaking working on the movie Ghost Draft.
Very
cool. We had a big announcement
in
the Boston
episode.
And
it's a big deal.
That's never came out. I said, can we put the Boston episode on? I said, no, we got to do it in order.
It was on Reddit immediately. As soon as you said it live on stage, there was the fucking Reddit post, the Doughboys subreddit the next day.
Also, by the way, there's now either a police car siren. That is, there's a police car, or it's a part of the EDM music.
No, it's a real siren.
And then the music got turned up, it sounds like.
It's pretty loud.
Just
it's really
say,
thumping.
The
Should I go
see
what's happening?
Insane.
Go free. Go over and take a gander.
Yeah, report back.
The lightning has stopped.
So you're both...
The EDM, the clouds parted for the EDM. Fucking trash.
I was kind of hoping they would shut them down early because of the lightning strikes.
Me too.
By the way, I should say, and I told Emma this, but I am afraid of heights.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm fine here where I'm sitting, but we're pretty close to these floor-to-ceiling windows, and you're up on a high floor.
Yeah, we're up in the 20s, Nick.
And if I went and stepped where Mary Lynn just was, right up against the window, I think I might have a little bit of an anxiety attack.
All right, can you please... Just try it.
I don't think I want to do it. I think it would be unpleasant.
Do you want to watch him have a panic attack?
Kind of. I also feel like a part of you is going to try to jump out the window.
I have Xanax in my backpack.
Well, I think that's part of it, too. I think that's part of the issue with that, is that people get to the edge and you feel like you want to throw yourself off of it. And then you were like trying to stop yourself.
Well, Elizabeth, I don't think that you can't open the window, so you're safe in that regard.
Like Jenny and Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
Sorry, that was really sad.
Wait, did Jenny and Forrest Gump jump to her death?
Yeah.
Wait, did she? I thought she died of AIDS.
No, she dies of AIDS. She died. Wait, unless. Are you lying to us?
For me, her character died in that moment. No, I'm trying to. I'm trying to cover up the fact she jumps from a ledge.
No, she's
she
on
decides
the ledge.
Not
she steps
to.
Down.
Oh, she steps.
Is it like Free Bird is playing or something? Right? Like
it's weirdly
in
it's
my
that song.
Mind,
wish
that's
you
what
would step back
movie.
From that ledge, my friend. It's very on the nose.
Okay, like, are you lying to us? I'm like, no, I just remembered it that way.
I knew a girl, and she in high school, and she told me this story that her friend was posed for Playboy magazine, or that she knew a girl who posed for Playboy magazine, but she wore her school's sweater in it, so she got expelled.
Oh yeah.
And that's just, and I was just like, wait, isn't that what happened to Jenny in Forrest Gump? And I like completely caught her in a lie. She's like, oh yeah. It's like, oh yeah, yeah, I guess you're right.
I remember that part in Forrest Gump where he's in the studio when Third Eye Blind is recording Jumper. So wait, Denny's, Olive Garden, both in Detroit?
Yes, suburbs. I'm in Downriver, which is south of Detroit.
Okay.
Near Dearborn. And
was Hard Rock also, was it a Detroit Hard Rock?
Was L.A.
Oh, L.A. Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. Which one was it? Was it the...
It was by the Beverly Center. It no longer exists. Wow. They that used to have outside a car driving into the building, unless I'm making that up, too. It's my memory has... Yeah, it had like, you know, it was like a crazy...
Yeah.
The Universal City Walk has a car inside of it, which is like a weird...
In their Hard Rock Cafe. It's like which a spinning full-size car. They do weird stuff with
cars. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't get it.
But. In the Vegas Margaritaville, they have... I guess this is a thing with rock-themed chain restaurants is that they just have vehicles inside these places, but they have Jimmy Buffett's plane. Like one of his small planes is inside there. I think it's the one that is commemorated in the song Jamaica Mistake.
That's right.
About how he was on a private plane that was almost shot down by the Jamaican government because they thought he was drug smuggling.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
very funny.
Crazy. It's a wild thing that happened. But
you know what I realized?
Yeah.
Denny, no mascot. Like, shouldn't there be Denny, the mascot? You know what I mean?
They could have a guy. I mean, it's weird. Yeah, they're
who
marketing.
Who is Denny?
That's the thing.
I don't know.
Well, you know what? Denny's opened as Danny's. And then they changed it to Denny's, and I'm not sure why. But the first Danny's was in Lakewood, California, my hometown.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah. Do you remember it?
No, it's not. It was gone by the time I was born. Yeah. But I'm from the hometown of Denny's. You're from the hometown of Dunkin' Donuts.
That's right.
And here we are hosting a chain restaurant podcast together. How about that? It was fate.
And Mary Lynn is from the hometown of Little Caesars.
Very cool.
Domino's.
Yes.
Detroit's got a lot of skin in that game. Is that right?
Sure. That and the Zeus thing both work. Good job.
Is that what it is? What is it? Is
skin in the game usually refers to like you have some financial investment in something.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And Buddy's Pizza. We talked about Buddy's Pizza a little bit earlier today.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which is you haven't had Buddy's Pizza.
I have not.
I did want to ask you though, because we're starting to go down this road, but you guys are both staying in the same hotel. Mm-hmm. You're here long term working. What is your food strategy like with hotel living? Does your diet get? I mean, I imagine it's hard to improve. It's got to.
It's very funny.
Decay a little bit.
We've talked about this because you've had much more experience with this, Mary Lynn, than I have, but. It's that funny thing of you'll get back to the hotel late and then you're like, I just want to order room service.
Right.
And so you do take advantage of it. I was never a big hotel room service person ever in my entire life. And then I've only been here for 2 weeks, once a week before, and then this is my second week here.
Yeah.
But a week before the movie started and then this week here. But
It's an obvious premise, which is I just want to get something to eat quick, but I'm now I have to leave the room and go somewhere.
Yeah.
So you get room service, which is kind of luxurious, but then it's also a bummer.
Yeah.
Because usually there's too much of one thing, and then of course it's incredibly overpriced.
And it's usually like fries come with it or it's like not great for you. It's in the price point, which you just said, is it's like you're spending $50 for dinner or whatever.
A huge premium.
At least $40.
And I wish I had it dialed in some way, but like this stretch that we're here, I'm just trying to pretend like it's not happening.
Yeah.
You know, and be like,
right.
Because I'll try to go to Trader Joe's or something. I mean, pretend like it's not happening in terms of figuring out a method that is correct. I just wake up every day and... Well, we've also been socializing, which has been actually really nice.
Yeah.
Like having a nice dinner after work because we get out at kind of a decent hour.
Mm-hmm.
But for during the day and breakfast, I should probably buy stuff and have it.
I've been working with Mary Lynn for 2 weeks and we've gone out and socialized more than you and I, Nick, have ever done.
That tracks. I can buy that.
I never do that.
Yeah.
And it's really exciting.
And because you can't, here's the big thing with a hotel is that, and we talked about this, if you're staying in there and then like on a Sunday when you have nothing to do and you want to be lazy, and then you have to get out of the hotel or you go insane.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yes.
So we watched the Emmys in the lobby one night, and that is like the most I left my room that day was watching the Emmys in the lobby.
Right.
And then you realize that we couldn't really hear it.
We couldn't hear it. We changed it from football, which people in the lobby were watching.
And we watched it. Like, we were sort of paying attention, but it was really, there was just a lot of ambient noise. And yeah. So you had to really struggle.
Yeah.
And so we lost our focus.
Yeah.
I saw people's outfits. I sort of got the gist.
Yeah, I got the gist of it too. And you know what? I think people were actually happy that we turned it on. I think there was like one guy who was like, what the
fuck?
Yeah,
it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
That's a fine thing to have on.
The Emmys on a big screen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's reasonable.
Right. Yeah. It was during Monday Night Football.
Yeah, we were self-conscious. Sunday
Night Football. Oh, yeah. Got it. Well, yeah. Sunday Night Football's not, I mean, that's a, whatever.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Get it next Sunday.
Exactly.
When the Emmys aren't on.
Emmys are once a year.
Nick, do you think the Doughboys TV show will ever win an Emmy?
I don't know. I mean, no. No, because it won't exist. It's an easy thing to answer. I will say, by the way, I've had my hat on this tighter notch for 20-something minutes now, and my vision is blurring.
loosen it, you fool.
Okay, I'm just going to take it off right now.
He's
Nick's
bleeding.
Just going to pass out.
I think it's stretching my eyes.
Oh, come on. That's a little dramatic.
I feel like
Nick,
that's what it feels like.
Stretching my eye.
Anytime he goes on the road, he's like, I got zero sleep. I'm dying, man. It doesn't make any sense.
I've known this guy for one afternoon, and I called him out. I'm being dramatic.
You should.
It's reasonable.
It's stretching my eyes. I appreciate that, though. You're living life on a high level, and I like that. I like it a lot.
He's not enjoying any second
of
it.
I'm going to die. I'm so tired.
So from the Detroit area, other than, you know, we talked about a few pizza chains, we talked about the places you worked. Do you have any beloved local fare or beloved local restaurants from where you grew up?
We would do, you know what a fancy place that we would go is a place called Pizza Hut.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We had a McDonald's that you could go to on your lunch hour. It was a bit of a walk. There was a Little Caesars that was right on the corner of where the school was. That was a popular place. But I remember there was a Pac-Man table version at the Pizza Hut, and that always felt luxurious. Like
that thick,
greasy crust, and it was, you know, oh, we're going out. The family's going out. And next door to that was the more mysterious Long John Silver's, which for some reason I feel like my older sister liked Long John Silver's, and it was a little bit too exotic for me, you know?
Yeah. Right. There's a Long John Silver's here.
In Atlanta.
Really?
In Atlanta. So, Nick, there's a fast food row, basically.
Yes.
I had a song. I'm going to take Wags down to the fast food row. We're going to eat till we can't no more.
Very good. Was your voice cracking part of the song, or did that just happen?
He just passed out. The song took it all out of him. His final pose. Final position. Final song.
It's a very song-centric group of people here in the yourself and myself.
Oh, it's so fun!
And Sam Richardson are there. Everyone is Sam's. You and Sam both have great voices. Everyone's singing all the time.
On.
Are you a trained singer?
No, not at all.
Just got some natural pipes.
No,
so we're always singing, but in the van. We're always going down fast food row. There's a cookout. There's a Long John Silver's. There's a Crystal's. There's every single. I don't know the name of the street. I bet you someone from Atlanta will know exactly where this is. But there's every single sort of fast food restaurant that you can think of. It's insane. Like every single one.
So this is like the Vegas Strip, but for fast food.
For fast food.
Wow.
And it doesn't even seem like that important part of a. It's near the studio, kind of, where we were.
No, it's sort of out there, surrounded by wilderness and a prison.
Yeah, yes. an all women's prison, Nick.
Little Orange is New Black situation.
With that? Yeah, I know how you like women's prisons.
Because you're gonna get horned up for Caged Heat.
I'm gonna sneak into the prison. And get just the shit kicked out of me. Get him out of here.
Yes.
There's I've never seen anything like, wow.
Oh big, boy, they were getting some big flashes
big
in here.
Lightning. Wow. That was crazy. We're right up.
This is intense.
Fuck? Is that lightning or is
I
that
I don't know if this
down
is.
Down I know. I think it's, I
EDM
don't know.
EDM strobe or yeah. else. Or,
well, how can
this
that
is
be
not nice
strobe?
To the buildings around. It's not. This is not a nice thing to have.
Like, yeah, this right. is really
we
weird.
We didn't ask for this festival.
It's very intrusive. And
it's like that scene in Poltergeist where the, you know what I'm talking about?
I
did you guys
so.
Get a warning that this festival is
no.
happening? I feel like you should have gotten like a, hey, heads up. There's
it's
a festival
really
happening
disturbing.
Outside your room.
Yeah, this is so loud. Imagine, yeah, this is so loud.
I think, I'm curious if our listeners hear any of this.
What is that?
They certainly aren't seeing those lightning flashes.
Oh, okay, wait,
and
hold
we're
on.
We're 22 floors up, and yes. it still is, like, coming straight in the window.
Are we, like, in the storm? That's what I'm
we're
trying to
say. We're in the eye of the storm? Like, Geostorm is set in Atlanta.
Oh, wow, wow.
This is, portended the future. This is Geostorm IRL.
By the way, when I looked out, just an update, I did not see police on the street. Everybody's in the festival. That whole floor that we looked at is completely full now with people.
Oh, wow.
God.
But it's like in a parking lot of a club.
Who is Chromeo a EDM guy?
Oh, boy, I don't know.
I don't know any
you're
EDM people.
You're asking the wrong guy. I have no idea.
Do you know who's playing?
I would have guessed Chromeo
no
is a character
you know,
from
I have
Killer
no
Instinct.
Idea. Thank you for half a second thinking I might have an yeah. idea of who's playing.
You famously played Chloe on 24.
Yes, go on.
My father loved your character.
Dad.
Sorry, that sounded creepy at all. He really loved your character. He
really?
Was a big
that's
fan of
nice.
Chloe. Yeah, he was.
I'm sure he would have been tickled.
Were
that
you
guys
saving
were
that
together.
To tell me that on the podcast?
Yeah, it was actually
kind of made me cry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. yeah, no, he liked Chloe. He loved.
That's
he was a big
awesome.
24 fan. I was gonna say a lot. So a lot of time, Jack Bauer is calling on you, and you're giving him assistance. And you always it always seemed like you had a very clean space when you're in your office, do you snack in your office? What's your go-to office snack food? Nick, do you have anything like that?
For me?
Yeah. You're a nuts man.
I do. I'm nuts for nuts. I will have God. I will have mixed nuts. I will have almonds. I will have a banana. Bananas. I think I'll have myself some yogurt with berries.
What's the best computer food? That's a great question.
Well, here's the issue. Because I ideally want something I can eat with a utensil so I don't grease up my fingers. A thing I've done before, and this actually works out pretty well, and then people will look at me and be like, what are you doing? I'm not the person who invented this. Other people have done this. I'm not claiming that this is my creation, but people have seen me doing this and been like, what are you doing? Then when I explain to them, they're like, oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense. I'll get myself some cheese puffs or some Cheetos, eat them with a pair of chopsticks.
Whoa.
Not getting any orange powder on my hands.
I mean,
I did
myself
not
a nice
see that
little
comment. I like that a lot.
Yeah. Works
who
out
invented
well.
It?
Me.
So you take the credit. Okay?
I take the credit, yeah. I popularized it. No, if that works out well, because if you're gaming, or you're doing some work on the keyboard, you're not going to get any dust on your keys.
I remember there was a kid in college lived next door to me. He's like, "Can I use your computer?" And he was like, he was stoned.
Yeah,
and he was eating Cheez-Its on my computer. My keyboard was filled with Cheez-Its afterward. He was done.
That's
wow.
gross.
That's disgusting.
Fucking awful.
That's rude.
It's really rude.
Not only disgusting but rude.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And it was a good lesson, too, for me. I mean, it wasn't me who did it, but I was like, you can't have Cheez-Its over the keyboard.
You can't, no.
You can't do it.
He would have also, like, that's the kind of thing you would have been, you being a big guy, would have been blamed for if someone just stumbled upon it. They would have thought it was you.
Yeah, and it sounds like you still think it is me.
I mean, are you sure it wasn't?
I'm positive it wasn't okay. me. It was Mike Rico, my next-door neighbor.
Oh, wow. Oh, so this was at your home. This wasn't in college.
No, my next-door neighbor in college. Oh, sorry, okay. I guess next-door neighbor is weird. The guy who was in the room next to me.
Boy, what do you say about... Well, how do you refer to that I guess it is your next door neighbor in a dorm situation.
I don't think we have to worry what college kids do or say. I don't think any college kids listen to this podcast.
College kids do listen to this show.
No.
Definitely.
Let us, yeah,
jeez,
if you do.
Mitch. Who do you think eats the most fast food in the world? Probably college kids.
Hashtag Doughboys college team.
I was going to say Doughboys U.
Oh, Doughboys U is good.
Wait, what did you say? Hashtag Doughboys college what?
Team.
Oh, I thought you said Doughboys college teen.
No.
Fucking creep.
Like, I only want people who are freshmen or sophomores.
Sounds like
or
it.
Or perhaps a wunderkind who got in and, at age 12.
A Sheldon, a young Sheldon.
A young Sheldon, yeah.
Wait,
Greta Grunberg.
Is that part of young Sheldon's mythos that he went to school when he was young?
I think so.
Because I thought he was just like going, like living as a normal kid. I didn't realize he was actually going to university.
I'm sure that he will go to university early.
Oh, got it. Okay.
A Doogie. Well, Doogie Howser also is an example of that.
We had a kid at my middle school who was like taking college classes, and he was like in sixth grade, but then taking classes with the eighth graders. Mm-hmm. And then everyone was just always like, this kid's not that smart. We sort of figured it out. It's just like, I think this kid's parents just think he's like a genius, but he's actually kind of just like a dumb sixth grader. He's clearly in over his head. He got like a B in fucking eighth grade science.
That is rough.
Yeah, I know. Don't push your kid into being a super genius if they're of normal intellect.
I got to be a genius for my parents.
Yeah.
Ouch.
I didn't even know you could do that. I thought you had to be like, oh, this kid's clearly a genius.
Right.
My mom took me to get advanced placement tests again when I was younger. Because I didn't get in the first time in fifth grade.
Ooh.
Which I remember very specifically that they were like, they came in and they were like, it's a lice inspection. We're going to call all these kids out for lice inspection. I maybe have told this story before. And then they were like, they named all these people for the lice inspection. They took them out of the room. And I was like, ugh, these gross kids who had lice inspection. And I looked around and I was like, wait a minute. It was like me and like the dumbest people left in the room. Like me and a bunch of yokels were like, they got lice. And I was like, oh, wait, it was all the smart kids that were placed in advanced placement. And that was like their way of not letting us know.
What?
Yes. Isn't that weird?
We need to find the people in charge that decided
this is
cover up.
Yeah.
This is like 1989. Or I mean, it's like 1991 or something.
But what is the point?
Such a weird
not
deception.
Make, yeah, such a weird decision.
And then also, like, you do figure it out. I mean, like, you knew, like, pretty soon you're like, wait, this isn't what it was. But then my mom had me tested again. And then they said, like, my tests were, like, off the charts. And that I was, like, one of the smartest boys ever.
And the most special.
And the most special boy.
I'm still having a hard time following this whole thing. So they're moving them into a second class, into a different class. Mm-hmm. So they're like, you're leaving this class forever. You're going in this other class.
It was advanced placement. So they came in and they were like, there's, like, a special lice test or something. And they, like, were like... Here we gotta like,
and then they left forever.
We gotta check all these kids, and then they brought them out, and then like they brought, and so like every like Tuesday they went to like
lice class. Every Tuesday they got tested for lice.
It was like a bad thing. I think like they were just trying not to like be like these are like the special kids who are smarter than everyone.
Yeah,
but it was clear that that was what the case was.
Can I tell you what I think?
What?
I think Quincy had some filthy ass kids. You guys have a lice epidemic there.
Every Tuesday. It's lice day.
And honestly, the people who they should check for lice is the dumbasses that were left in that room. I didn't make it. I was wasn't smart enough, Nick. Okay? You happy?
No, I'm not happy.
Your theory that I'm a dumbass is true.
My theory is not that you're a dumb man.
Okay.
I don't think you're stupid. I think you maybe...
What?
I think you're not the smartest guy I know.
What the fuck?
I know people who I consider more intelligent than you, but you're not stupid.
You're smart in your own special way, and you don't have lice.
Dear God.
Marilyn, you are someone who I would... And assume is conscious of your health. You have to be on camera a lot. I imagine you have to.
I'm a character actor. I'm, you know.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like that's like I assume it's a thing you have to be conscious of. But correct me if I'm wrong. But do you find yourself in? Do you eat healthily? Do you try your best to stay on? You know, do you have any nutrition strategies, or do you kind of like go on and off the rails a little bit?
I go on and off the rails.
Yeah,
I know how to do it.
I can do it. I know what makes me feel good, but oftentimes I do things that don't make me feel good and don't have nutritional value. I think everything you guys are doing is wrong. We should not be eating at these places ever.
It's, I mean, it's
true,
yeah.
Do you mean like nutritionally or comedically?
Also, well, check this out. My husband owns a small fitness studio.
Whoa.
And has owned it for 9 years.
Wow.
And I am now veering off the specifically food, which, by the way, if you eat correctly, you like, you can work out all day long, but if you don't fix your diet, you will never be, you know.
Yeah. That's what I'm learning.
Fit.
Yeah, because I
like, diet is so much more than exercise.
It's like 80-90% of it, because I eat like shit, and then I just, but I like exercise a good amount. I do yoga, I go to the gym, mm-hmm. and I fucking keep gaining weight like a fucking fat hog.
You're a fat hog now. You're a fat guy.
Do you remember Fat Weiger, right? You remember when you met me and I was fucking fat?
Yeah, I think you're fatter than that now.
I'm making a comeback.
You're getting him back. Oh, you know what? On Emmy's night, we had I was like, oh, it's Emmy's night. I'm going to open my room wine. And I had some white wine. Mm-hmm. I went downstairs. I had a glass of rosé. We ate dinner. I had a pretty healthy dinner. I got like fish and vegetables. And I asked, you know, is it oil or butter, and go light oil or whatever. So the meal itself, but that wine. And then we had dessert.
We did have dessert.
And it was delicious. But that morning I was so just tired and hungover and... I went to the gym and my eyeballs were like, I was just like so sluggish. I was like sweating the alcohol and the sugar.
We went to the bar last night, and my stunt double was there, Nick.
Yeah.
My stunt double, who looks like a badass version of me.
It's uncanny. He looks a lot like you.
He looks a lot like me. He's a Navy SEAL. Did you get to meet him?
No, I didn't.
Oh man. We didn't even see him.
We just heard he was there.
If he's like the badass version of me, he probably just would have rolled you up into a ball and tossed you into the garbage. I had about 8 drinks last night and 2 shots, which is a lot for me nowadays.
Yeah.
And I feel like trash all day today. And in fact, I might feel that way tomorrow too. It might be a couple days until I can't do it anymore.
Did the food help you feel better?
No, today's food. Today is like a strictly more of a stomach hangover. You know how you have like the different, like I'm like tired and feel kind of gross and sluggish, but then like the EDM music stopped.
They realized we're recording Doughboys.
Shh, quiet, everyone.
Want to hear if it's Snack or Whack?
Either that or different bands getting on.
But yeah, today was strictly kind of more of a stomach hurts hangover. But I can't do it. All the different things with the hangover. Stomach is one.
Yeah.
Then nausea.
Sure.
Two. Mm-hmm. Headache is three.
Headache's what gets me.
And then depression is 4. I think depression is like a thing that you don't talk about enough with the hangover, but then that your mental state can be really affected by
because you gave all your happiness to last night when you were drunk.
You gave all your happiness away. That's
a nice way of thinking of it.
I've never noticed, because I just feel like it just probably blends into my normal depression. Like, I don't feel particularly depressed after
drinking. Oh, no, you don't have that? Oh,
no,
man,
I don't.
I'll have a day after I drink and I will feel very down.
I have that, for sure.
Yeah. Hmm. That doesn't happen to you, Iger?
No.
I'm afraid of your normal mental state.
It's like the low rundown contributes to the mental and emotional.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
Coming down.
Right.
And because you're an anxiety guy, my anxiety will be out of control the day after I drink or whatever.
The only thing that happens to me is I will sometimes wake up and my heart will be like beating like 180 BPM
from drinking.
Yeah, it'll just be this super rapid. It'll be like an EDM beat. It'll be like this super rapid pulse, and it wakes. And it's so, and my heart's beating so fast, it wakes me up in like a panic. It's really weird.
Do you run around the room
or
something?
That's dangerous.
It's probably dangerous. It feels like I've had that happen a few times. Like, oh, I'm going to die. Yeah, I should stop doing this.
Yeah.
Is that from a particular alcohol, like more liquor?
I don't know. I don't think so.
There'll be if I have like a heavy liquor night, I'll sometimes will like wake up with that like you feel like you were like bathed in liquor, and then like your heart will be racing, and you're like, whoa, I might have done it too much. This might be it. This could be. I maybe did went a step too far last night, and then it'll come down. But I rarely have nights like that anymore, and I can't because it sets you on your. For the week, it sets you off on a bad path.
It's too much.
Yeah, it's too much.
Too much.
And then today, on a heavy food day like today, it just wasn't. We ate a lot today.
We ate a lot.
What? What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I was going to throw it to a break, but it was not a particularly elegant transition.
Before we get to the break, yes. Here we go, Mary Lynn. What would you rank the Flying Biscuit out of forks?
Oh, this is great.
Out of five forks,
this is a wonderful question.
What is your ranking of the Flying Biscuit?
Oh man, I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
Three
forks. Wow.
Is that rude?
No.
I eat there all the time, and I actually enjoy it.
Yeah.
She has more Flying Biscuit experience than any of you and me and AG.
And I will go back there, and I do like it. But today was bullshit, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it was not great.
Wow. Three. I think it's canonically out of the Golden Plate Club.
I kind
of
like that, Nick.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah. Sorry, Flying Biscuit Cafe. I'm sorry if you erected a banner at your flagship location after the last Doughboys episode, because you better take it down. You're out of the Golden Plate Club.
But I'm not going to take it back. The biscuit was. I mean, I yeah.
This is a big reveal.
I'm not
going to
qualify it. I'm just going to let it lie.
Nick, myself, and Steve all gave it four forks.
Yeah,
which makes it gets it into the Golden Plate Club. Our podcast is stupid. That's what that means. And now your ranking brings it out of the Golden Plate Club, which I kind of can get behind.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Coming in here, spitting fire, and hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about this week's restaurant. More with Mary Lynn in just 1 second.
What the fuck?
I tried a different transition. Hey, Mitch. I feel like during the summer, pretty much everything I'm doing outdoors is making me thirsty.
Yeah, I'll tell you what the issue is. That blasted sun.
Curse the sun.
Curse the sun.
Giver of life, but also...
giver of heat.
Giver of a dehydrator in chief, I'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Summer requires extraordinary hydration because of the sun. You know that's like built for everyday dehydrating moments. Yes.
The moon is cool.
Moon's real cool. When the moon is out... there's never a doubt the moon is cool.
And when the sun's up high, you can't deny it's gonna be hot, 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 hot. Anyways, I think that we've expressed that the sun gets you hot in the summertime.
And the moon keeps you cool. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
With three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink plus eight vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America.
Wags, that's right. And you know what? It's so easy to just tear open a packet of Liquid IV, pour it into a cup, mix it up with some ice cold water, and drink it down. My favorite flavor, strawberry.
It's a hydration multiplier.
That's right.
Gets you even more hydrated, and it's easier to stay hydrated while traveling. And you know what, Mitch? We like the taste.
I love the taste. And you know what? I love that I'm getting all those electrolytes and I'm not getting filled up with sugars.
Yeah. I love the smell too, and it helps you out, not just while traveling, but after a big night out. You know what I mean.
Come on.
The moon is cool.
Cool, cool, cool.
The moon is cool. Cool, cool, cool. Tear, pour. Live more. One stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone.
And Wise, it's got three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, eight vitamins and nutrients, non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, and now sugar-free. We got white peach.
Wow.
Green grape.
Wow. Raspberry melon. And lemon lime.
That's right, Wags. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code Doughboys at checkout.
That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Doughboys at liquidiv.com.
I love Liquid IV. You know why?
Why?
Because it's cool. Cool, cool, cool.
And the sun
It's hot. Oh boy, Mitch. Mother's Day's coming up. You got sweaters, candles, the dreaded bathrobe. Mm. Unfortunately, Mother's Day gifts can be a little predictable and boring. That's why an Aura frame is the perfect gift to mix things up this year. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter, Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Dreaded bathrobe covering mom up? Ugh.
Get that sweater off of you. Too many layers.
Wags, that's right. You know what? I'm guilty. I've given my mom too many of these boring gifts.
Yes.
Some sweaters, some candles, some dreaded bathrobes.
I've accidentally given my mom the same gift twice.
Wow.
It's really embarrassing. Or you end up getting like, oh, I guess I'll give you a gift card. I don't, you know, like it doesn't feel like there's any love behind that.
Well, guess what, Wags? I've also gifted my mom an Aura frame. That's right.
Wow.
This is the truth. Aura frames are Wi-Fi connected and come with unlimited storage so you can share as many photos as you want from your phone to mom's frame.
Not only will she be grateful it's not another sweater, she'll also love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you.
That's right. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code Doughboys at checkout to save. And you know what, Wags? My mom liked her Aura frame so much. This is true. She got my sister one, and now my sister's got one in her dining room.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Terms and conditions apply. Send photos you want from your phone to mom's frame. In fact, Mitch, I'm going to send your mom a photo right now.
The hell?
Enjoy, Mrs. Mitchell.
I love you, Mommy.
I love you, Mommy.
You're talking to your mom, right?
Yeah. Mitch, listeners, did you know learning actually makes a sound? It's true. Listen to this. That's the sound of you learning a new language with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. And Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations.
Wow. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Mitch, you know what I love about Babbel is the courses are convenient. They help me learn real-life conversation skills in my chosen language, Spanish. Makes it easier to order food, ask for directions, speak to people here in Los Angeles without having to consult language apps while you're on the go.
Well, Wags, studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
And you don't want to go anywhere near a college campus these days with all those protests.
No thanks.
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold, plus all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Wags, and all those protesters out there, here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/Doughboys.
Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/Doughboys, spelled Babbel.com/Doughboys. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to Doughboys. We're here with Marilyn Reiskub. We are talking about Moe's for Oktoberfest 2019, the Doughboys presents the ATL.
Jesus.
It's hard to say. The ATL.
You skipped like a CD.
Such commitment, though.
My brain is just ones and zeros.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow, he finally admitted it.
I know. Finally admitted that you're a robot, man. We've accused Weiger of being a
Proud
robot forever.
Moe's was founded in Atlanta in 2000. It's
there
got over
go.
700
sense.
Locations.
Mm-hmm.
And it stands for, this is a thing Emma found out, it's an acronym that stands for Musicians, Outlaws, and Entertainers, which is...
Oh, that sucks.
Marilyn made a disgusted face.
No, I agree.
Palpably
no!
disgusted face.
No! I agree. Leaving. She's leaving. She's left.
She stood up and she started pounding on the wall.
No.
I apologize. It's true, though. You
That's
guys should know.
God, why did you have to find that out? It sucks.
Oh.
Like a Senate confirmation hearing, we need to know all the facts to evaluate this fairly.
My heart rate just spiked.
And it also has, on the obnoxious tip, it also has a lot of pop culture menu names, which we'll get into in a second. That it's not necessarily a useful description of what the item is. It just is a reference to something in pop culture. We dined in at the Georgia Tech location. None of us have ever been to Moe's before, correct?
Wait, that's correct. We were near Georgia Tech.
We were right near Georgia Tech.
Oh, really?
It right near the home of the Yellow Jackets. You didn't see all the Georgia Tech signage?
What is was? Oh God, this is dark.
What?
What is? It was Georgia Tech a sex scandal or was it a shooting? Was there a shooting?
Jesus Christ!
I forget. It was the shooting, right?
That
was
I think you're thinking of Virginia Tech.
Yeah, Virginia Tech.
That was
Virginia
a really Tech. Gruesome mass shooting.
Oh, so Georgia Tech. There's nothing bad. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure nothing bad has ever happened at Georgia Tech. Most college campuses are. Pretty straight and narrow.
Wow. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. I didn't know which one it was. If it was either.
Are
I
you
forgot.
In your position? What's happening?
Yeah.
My stomach is hurting, so I've kind of moved around a little bit. You know what? Here's something. I've said this on the podcast before. I'm like, oh, when my stomach hurts, I'll drink a Coca-Cola. And people were like, online, were like, Mitch thinks that like drinking a Coke is a good thing to do when you're sick. And I was like, no, but a Coca-Cola is like a tonic helps.
That's a real thing. They used to sell the Coke syrup as a medical thing.
Thank you.
Dad's mom used to get it for when he had stomach aches.
This is more just Doughboys listeners thinking you're some sort of cartoonish dope.
Yes.
That you just like don't like. Does Mitch know that that Coke is not medicine? Does Mitch think soda is Robitussin?
Just say that I'm one of the smartest people you know. We can get this over with.
I have a test I want you to take. It's for kids.
Is it a lice test?
Yes.
Moe's, look.
The detail you left out of that lice test is that we're testing the kids for crab lice. seemed like they didn't need to include that detail.
Jesus Christ.
Why?
I was hair free then. Are you kidding me?
Oh my God.
It was a quick test.
I had one, maybe two hairs there at that point.
And a crab on each one. They were friends. They were a couple. I didn't want to kick them out.
I'm going to write an animated show about them. What? It's two crabs that live on the two pubes of a 11-year-old boy.
Yes, there are lots of close-ups of this prepubescent boy's crotch.
Totally fine. Someone will totally buy that.
So we dined into the Georgia Tech location. Georgia Tech, not the site of one of the worst mass shootings in American history.
I remembered Virginia Tech, for God's sakes.
You get some... the menu... I guess we should just talk about the menu for a second, because it is confusing. Like, it took we were looking at it for a second trying to figure out what everything is. Here are some examples of some of the menu items they have. They have
a
burrito.
Can I just say that I went in wanting to like Moe's? I went in wanting to like Moe's.
Of course we want to like Moe's.
And we got an Uber there, and our Uber driver, great guy, was like, Moe's? He's like, this thing is reading my mind. I was thinking of going to Moe's. He was very excited about Moe's.
Yeah.
People seem to have a like kind of a spot in their heart for Moe's if they're Moe's regulars.
Oh, so. We fucked up. You know what we're gonna do? You know, we'll put it in later, but say what we forgot to do. We're gonna put in that clip of Homer saying Moe a bunch.
Yes.
From The Simpsons.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll put that in. We'll put that in like right after this.
Moe. Moe. Moe.
Bart, are you going to mow the lawn today?
Okay, but you promised me mow money.
I mow.
Mow. Mow. Mow.
When Bart's done, can we mow to the movies? There's a mow name?
Of course. All work and mow play makes mow a mow mow.
Mow 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 mow.
Mow mow mow
mow mow mow mow mow mow
mow mow mow mow
mow
mow mow mow mow mow.
Okay, we're back from the Moe's clip. It was a lot of fun. So here are some of the menu items they have here. The burritos, the homewrecker, or the Joey bag of donuts.
That's so confusing.
It's very confusing.
Because also it's food.
It's food, yeah.
Donuts is in the... that's too confusing to say Joey bag of donuts. Because I'm like, what is this, like a burrito? Like a donut
a
burrito?
Burritos.
Yeah, what the fuck does it mean?
Exactly. Some sort of bursuito?
Oh, man.
They got earmuffs. That's what they call their bowl the earmuffs, which is a reference to old school. They call the stacks, which is their Crunchwrap Supreme take, the wrong Doug, which is a reference to The Hangover, and a deep cut from The Hangover franchise. Yeah. Like, that's like not, like, you think of so many things before you think of wrong Doug.
It feels like, I mean, how old is Moe's? Do they change the names of these things a lot? Because, like, did they put that the year after Hangover came out?
Oh, that would actually roughly come out with a timeline. Well, no, one with Hangover was like 2010. 2009. It was like quite a bit later after it founded. Although some of the ones, like the thing that I got is a Fight Club reference, and that would have been about contemporary with its founding. And the thing that I got is the first rule of Chicken Club.
Jesus.
So this is a quesadilla. I'm going to read the menu copy verbatim, because this just kind of gives you a taste of the attitude from Moe's. I am Jack's quesadilla. I am Jack's rockin' taste buds. This one might be a rule you'll just have to break.
What?
It's like a reference out in Fight Club.
It's more confusing.
It makes it more confusing, yeah. But this one has, adobo chicken, bacon, lettuce, tomato, shredded cheese, and chipotle ranch dressing in it. And they put the dressing in the quesadilla, which is strange. It's not too a much. Thing I've encountered before.
It's way too much.
You had some of that quesadilla. What did you think?
First of all, the thing that hit me the first was fake bacon taste.
The bacon was bad. It was like Subway bacon.
Fake bacon taste. There's something going on at the EDM festival now again. This is, by the way, just to say, we're like recording this. It's 8:42 p.m.
Yeah, it's pretty late.
They're recording outside, and it's very weird. Whatever this is,
I can hear the announcement a little bit. The guy's on the loudspeaker, and he's saying like, I think the Doughboys are reviewing the chain now. We're approaching the fork score in the next 10 minutes or so.
And everyone started applauding.
Yeah, it's weird.
Fake bacon.
Fake bacon, yeah.
A fake bacon taste is awful.
It sucks.
It just stands out so, like, the artificial I know that people smoke. Like bacos and, like, you know, like the bacon. Like, I know some people, but just it just stood out so much in a chicken quesadilla.
Who likes bacos?
I like bacos as an 8-year-old boy at Soup Plantation. That's right. When I like bacos.
That's exactly
right. I think that there's just like a small contingent of people who will like, if I'm like, bacos sucks, which I kind of think bacos aren't my favorite, but.
What are they made out of?
They're just like little bacon bits.
They're real bacon?
But no, I think it's artificial.
All right, sorry.
Right? It's got to be, right?
I think so. I think it's actually like some sort of soy or a byproduct.
Okay.
I don't think there's any meat in bacos.
Yeah.
And bacon bits are, you know, bacon usually, but...
But man, they just...
eating a salad bar.
It was just a fucking bad... That overwhelmingly strong fake bacon taste, even if it was real bacon.
I found this item confusing, because to me, this is not what a quesadilla is. It has lettuce and tomato... and sauce inside the quesadilla. That was strange. It was like a burrito presented in flat form.
Yeah, this is wrong.
It was pretty... I honestly, it did not scratch the quesadilla itch at all. Mm-hmm. And it was very heavy. And then just, like, the veggies in there, the wet veggies and the ranch heated up on the flat top grill, it just, like, all got so soupy and unpleasant.
Oh, fucking awful.
I didn't like this at all. Mitch, what did you get for your menu item? You got yourself a burrito, yes?
I got myself a burrito. Oh, God, what the hell is this stupid name?
I think you got the homewrecker.
I did get the homewrecker. Thank you.
God damn it.
What is the home? What is that? What is that a reference to?
I mean, homewrecker is just like a thing. Right?
I know homewrecker is a thing, but I'm saying, is that supposed to be
an adulterous person?
It's gotta be.
I think it's like it's
just in general.
In general, yeah.
It's gotta be referencing a movie.
Yeah, you think it's referencing a specific thing? I wonder what happens if I look up homewrecker. Hold on. I'm gonna look it up.
By the way, bacos. You were right. You called it soy flour.
Mm. Wow.
Oil, salt, sugar. Soybeans, wheat.
Nasty.
Betty Crocker.
That's Betty Crocker?
Uh-huh.
Oh, all right. That's interesting.
Let's see other uses of homewrecker. Hold on.
You Googled homewrecker?
Yeah, I did. I'm looking it up on there was an MTV show called Homewrecker.
It possibly maybe that's a could reference to it. It. I don't know.
There's an episode of The Shield called A Homewrecker.
Now, look at Moe's keeping the conversation going.
Yes.
Keeping us involved.
Oh, this is what it is. Homewrecker is the 18th episode of the 6th season of American Dad. That's what it's referencing. I don't. It's weird, but it does make me think. It does evoke like homewrecker. Like, oh, are you talking about me like clogging the pipes in my toilet because I'm eating this fucking disgusting burrito?
Jesus Christ.
Doesn't that make you think of that at all?
That was my initial thought.
Yeah,
really.
That's what we decided when we were walking over.
They should rename it Hotel Wrecker.
You're gonna wreck your house.
It's like going on a dangerous roller coaster, but for food. You're gonna wreck your home if you eat this meal.
Wagar, I was going to say, I'll give you $100 if you can name the main character's full name from American Dad.
Fuck. Stan?
Uh-huh.
What's his last name? I know it's Stan. Grissom?
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up. If it's Stan Grissom, you owe me 100 big ones. But talk about your burrito. Let us know what you thought about it.
My stomach hurts. I'm rolling around on the bed. No.
Is this part of your review?
I mean, no, I might have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, no.
I got ground beef. Oh, God, my stomach. Oh, can we end the podcast?
Like, end it now?
Take a break.
Yeah.
Like, this is the last.
Are you okay?
The last moments of the final episode.
My stomach hurts. I might have to go to the bathroom. No. I need everyone to leave.
Do you want to stop down for us to pick this up later?
Hold on.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You were convulsing.
This is terrible.
This is real. You look really uncomfortable.
Hold on, it will pass.
Are you actually okay?
Yeah.
Do you need me to go get some Tums or something?
No.
He needs to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, you need to use the bathroom, don't you?
Oh, yeah. God, shut up, Wagger.
We can leave.
We can get out of here.
I could go downstairs.
We could go downstairs.
Oh, God. God
we
damn.
Can record the rest of this from the lobby bar.
Hold on. The home record was bad.
That's all the review you need right there.
Yeah.
The home record is bad. The rice was like, I got so rice, black beans, ground beef, onions, tomato salsa, cheese, and some sour cream, and lettuce. And it was just bad. It tasted like a hospital burrito.
Oh,
man, I think it passed, by the way. But I might next time it happens, I think you just shit your pants.
Next time it happens, we're gonna leave the hotel. We're gonna leave your
yeah, hotel.
We're gonna leave the hotel, the entire building.
We're gonna condemn this place.
It's gonna be over. The podcast is gonna be over.
We recently did burritos in the Munch Madness last year.
Munch Madness, Mouth of the Border. That was our recent theme. And yes, it was Moe's was not an entrant. We thought about making it an entrant, and I don't think it would have fared very well.
And guess what? I think it would have lost maybe to every. I think a Chipotle burrito is better.
Yeah.
What were the other places we went to?
Qdoba had a strong showing.
Qdoba.
Poquito Mas, obviously. Taco Bell, Del Taco, both trumpet.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, the burritos are different at Taco Bell, like, but still, I would much... There was nothing that, like, stood out as good in it. It was just a big, loopy mess.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Category is, like, Chipotle and Qdoba. That's what I would say is, like, kind of Moe's analogs.
And they're both way better. They're both better.
At least based on my quesadilla and burrito. Mm-hmm. Mary Lynn, you got yourself some tacos.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you 1,000%, but the experience,
yes.
And you guys do this all the time, and we've already touched on it, is that you go in wanting to like it.
For sure.
Right? Because remember when I was like, oh, the avocados, and like, I love this queso. The queso is the best thing by far.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But why am I ever going to go out of my way to get a tub of queso and chips? Maybe, I guess. But as far as everything else, I don't need to go there ever again.
Yeah, that's. I think that people will get mad that I didn't get queso on the burrito, which I probably should have.
But we got a side of queso. We should mention, we got a side of queso, which Mary Lynn pointed out. We also got a side of guac. Uh-huh. I will say the guac says, rock out with your guac out.
Okay.
So I'm sorry.
I thought you were saying the guac says, like the rock says. I thought that was like
the
reference, which was bad, but better than... what is it? Rock out with
rock
your
out
guac
with
out?
Our guac out.
That just sucks.
Yeah,
this is honestly
try hard.
It's just making me depressed.
Yeah, yeah, it's a bummer.
The whole theme really, really sucks.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
This is like I would get paid like $150 to like punch up this menu copy. This is like what I would come up with. All these fucking first options. Are we okay with first rule of chicken club? Yeah, fine. Let's go home. The guac, I thought you and Marilyn, you remarked we took a first bite. You're like, that guac is pretty good. And then I think you corrected course as you had a little bit more of it.
Yeah.
You sort of like what stopped clicking for you?
Usually when you eat guacamole,
yes,
you cannot stop eating it because it's so delicious.
Right.
And pretty simple to make.
Right.
You know, people make it all different ways, but even if there's just one other ingredient in it, guacamole is usually pretty irresistible. And so first bite, I was like, oh, it's real avocado, fresh. And then second, third bite, I was like, oh, I don't need to.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can put my finger on it. You guys said it was the cilantro.
It was very, and I like cilantro, but there was a ton of cilantro.
Is that what it was?
There was so much.
It was off-putting.
Yeah.
And then was there also tomatoes in it?
There were tomatoes in it, yeah. Which I feel like the proportion of tomatoes I did not find crazy, but the amount of cilantro, it was like the second ingredient, basically.
What I thought was fresh tasting at first ended up to be like, I don't know if it wasn't fresh. I mean, it had to be because it's an avocado, right?
Yes.
But how do you wreck guacamole? If you have fresh avocados, that is the question.
Yeah,
how are you fucking this up?
Yeah,
I'm laughing because the EDM music is
they
came back stronger than ever.
Yeah,
it's so weird that this concert had like a big stretch of EDM music, then silence.
I'm assuming the acts were changing.
But like usually there's like at least like music in between. You know what I mean? Like even
yeah,
just like
you're right.
It's really thumping.
It's crazy. Also. They must not like the food review portion of the show.
No. Get to the feedback. yeah, the guac was not great. It was passable. The queso was pretty good. That was a real highlight.
Delicious.
And that's the first thing I think any of us had, and so we were pretty happy with it. Liquid white gold, they describe it as. It is very white. It's a milky color, but it's pretty good.
And a good temperature, like a perfect temperature.
Nice and warm.
I had a Coca-Cola as well. Also, I had an orange juice at the Flying Biscuit. I'm just going to tell people that from last.
Okay, so
and
if
it was
going
bad, actually.
Yeah. If you're maintaining the Doughboys Wikipedia page, go ahead and add the orange juice.
Add the orange juice in, please.
Under Mitch's menu items from the Flying Biscuit episode.
I had a Coca-Cola, and the Coca-Cola was the thing that I liked the most because my stomach hurt so bad.
Yeah.
And I left during the meal and had to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
And the thing that I liked the most was the Coca-Cola because it was...
Oh my God!
And we're in Atlanta.
This
the Coca
sad.
Yeah. I know.
Day for Mitch.
And we're in the Coca-Cola City, Nick.
We are.
That's what
they call it.
And that was all I really cared about in that meal. I ate more of the burrito than I even should have.
Yeah.
I thought that the highlight for me, honestly, Marilyn, were your tacos. When I had a bite of the taco, I thought the steak taco was actually pretty good.
You did give us a crunchy taco up for grabs, which was very nice of you. One of your three amigos, which is what the taco combo is called.
The most normal name.
The most normal name, and it actually makes sense. Mm-hmm. Although that also is a reference. But I thought I didn't like the shell itself. I thought the shell was like a little plain. It was like kind of that white corn, which sometimes it's. I feel like for trashier sort of food, you know, I'd like it to be something a little bit more indulgent, but it was so light and airy, the shell, but the contents of it were pretty good. I thought this was
a fine
taco.
Yeah.
And we have one more menu item to try. We have these Moe's cookies, which we got three for $1. You don't have to eat them. I'm going to have a bite of everything.
I'm going to take a bite of each one of them, of course.
You don't have to have, in fact, you don't have to have any. This is completely optional. This is going to factor into my evaluation. We got a Moe's Snickerdoodle, a Moe's Chocolate Chunk, and a Moe's Oatmeal Raisin. Whoa. I'm going to open these up. Are there any fast food desserts that work for you guys as I'm getting these going?
Of course.
Which ones do you think of?
There's a Frosty. Offended. There's a McFlurry. What are you talking about?
Yeah. McDonald's, the ice cream cone.
Yeah, the McDonald's ice cream cone, the McFlurry at McDonald's.
McDonald's apple pie.
Okay, there you go. Okay. The apple pie is more.
You're saying non dairy?
I'm saying non shake in the non shake category, which I should have been more specific. Yeah. Like the Subway cookies are okay. They're usually a little hard, but they're okay.
Is it Domino's that does lava cakes?
What is it?
Is it Domino's that does the lava cakes?
Oh, they do, yeah.
Those are pretty solid.
The Burger King used to do an warm apple pie. And I just had a pie there recently from the Twix pie that was great from Burger King. I'm going to try the cookie. This might be it, though, for me.
This is how Mitch dies.
You really do look like you're at death's door.
I don't feel good.
You look awful, and I don't mean this as an insult. I'm not trying to say, like, your appearance. I'm saying, like, you look like you're in awful shape. I'm not talking about your physical. I'm not talking about how your level of fitness. I mean, like, you look like you're in very...
Yeah, I feel awful.
You look like you're going to die.
You look like you ate shitty food all day on a hangover.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Homemade raisin cookies, actually.
Yeah, that was good.
Not bad.
I'm going to say that's number two after the queso.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a little chocolate chunk cookie right now. These bags are very hard to open.
You go.
Heard of child-proof pills. This is an adult-proof cookie.
Oh, boy. You think a child could open this up easily?
And we got the snickerdoodle to take us home and open this
These
bad
cookies
boy.
Cookies are good. I want to know who makes Moe's cookies.
Yeah, are they even made by Moe's?
Manufactured for Moe's Franchisor LLC. It doesn't say who the manufacturer is, but this is not bad.
Made in Canada.
Hmm. Wow, you were really struggling with the bag.
It's hard.
It looks like
these are hard.
It's like using your entire body strength.
Snickerdoodle is the hardest of them all. It's going to be the best cookie, though.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Those other two were good.
I have high hopes.
I don't know. The snickerdoodle...
Very crumbly. Beware.
The snickerdoodle, I think, is going to be tougher because the oatmeal and the chocolate chunk have pieces of stuff in them. Like, they got little things in them.
This,
you're right on with your assessment.
Yeah. This one's a little bit more plain and sugar cookie versus a snickerdoodle.
Yeah, you were exactly right. The stuff in it goes a long way.
Yeah, Mitch, you're right.
Snickerdoodle is bullshit.
This one's not very good. Mitch is adding to the cookie crumb pile in his bed.
There was none
been accumulating for weeks.
There's now chocolate on your pillow and cookie crumbs.
I'm going to go for a second bite of that oatmeal raisin.
Do it.
And usually the oatmeal raisin is going to get the short end of the stick as far as cookies. Like, who wants an oatmeal raisin?
Right.
I think that was my favorite.
Mm. Yeah, let's give a shout out to this oatmeal cookie.
Mm-hmm. I think this is, to me, this is an indictment of Moe's. That we are enjoying these kind of toss-in, pre-made, manufactured cookies more generally than the hot food we had in the restaurant. And that's kind of a disappointment. But we should get to our final thoughts on Moe's. So, Mary Lynn, here's how this will work. We'll each go around. We'll give a summary of our thoughts on this chain, our closing argument, if you will, and then end that by giving it a fork rating, 0 to 5 forks, as you did earlier with the Flying Biscuit Cafe.
Okay.
Mary Lynn, you are our guest. We'll begin with you when you are ready.
Okay. I had a high hope at the beginning. I wanted to be into it. I was there for it. Had I known what the meaning behind the letters were, I would have gone in with a bit more anger. But right away, I was faced with those quips and hated that right away. Just give me a menu. I know this wasn't my meal, but all the stuff that's in your...
quesadilla.
Thank you. As you were talking, it's like, why? Just make the basic thing really good. Yeah. Don't do that shit. And because I gave the Flying Biscuit a 3, and I actually like the Flying Biscuit, guess what? I got to give Moe's a 2. And then guess what? When I found out what those letters meant, I'm going to go ahead and give him a 1.
Wow. 1 fork for Moe's.
Wow.
Wow.
Sorry, Moe's.
Like a middle finger.
Wow.
Pointed at the chain.
Kind of. Next. But I would sneak up and get some queso. You know what I mean?
Yeah, queso's not bad.
Like in a darkened car.
I wanted to like Moe's, too. But why? Why did I want to like Moe's? Maybe because I like the name Moe.
I think you like Moe's from The Simpsons, yeah.
And to use that clip, he says, Homer keeps saying Moe. And he's obsessed with Moe.
Yeah.
And you know what I want to say to Moe's, the restaurant?
What?
No. No. It's bad.
It's bad.
I'm wriggling around on this bed like a snake. I feel so sick. And look, we gave Flying Biscuit 4 forks. We were tough on it. I think 2 1/4 forks. I can't go higher than that, Nick.
2 forks and a tine. Wow.
It's unless, you know, maybe we're at a, maybe this one is a bad Moe's, but look, we're right near Georgia Tech.
That looked like a very well kept Moe's. It felt, it seemed like a nice Moe's.
I will say service was nice. They were nice.
They were very nice there.
Moved quickly. It seems like people were fans of it. There, the, when we were leaving, a kind of a pretty big line for them.
Right.
But 2.25, Nick.
Yeah.
I maybe haven't had enough experience with Moe's, but that gimmick also fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
and
a
that
bummer.
Really hurts it. I'm not going to go higher. I respect your one fork. I mean,
I would have gone too if it weren't for the cutesy.
Yeah.
Menu. No, I respect that 100%. It's not getting higher than 2.25 for me. So
I will say, outside of their queso, I didn't love anything I had there. The cookies were pretty good, but honestly, you know, we're comparing it to some pretty subpar food, so I'm not sure how much we're just surprised that they're better than we expected.
Yeah.
But they're pretty good. The queso is good. The queso is decent, and that, to me, pulls it out of the gutter completely. The fact that they have one redeeming thing, but as for the rest of it, there's no reason I would choose Moe's if there was one near me over a Chipotle or over a Qdoba or over anything else, and it's let alone any of the many local taquerias that you'll find in pretty much any city in America at this point, any major city, as Mexican food has kind of become a national cuisine in the U.S. So I am going to go ahead and split the difference with the two of you. I am going to give Moe's 1.5 forks. Wow. One fork, two tines for that queso, but the rest is pretty underwhelming. And that was our review of Moe's. Wow, a pretty disappointing outlet for this week's 8TL. Mm. But hey, maybe we're going to have some fun with this segment here. We've got a food stuff. We're going to decide if you should put it in your mouth. It's snack or whack. And we got more tour leftovers. Mitch, what do we have?
This one is now scaring me.
Okay. It looks like it looks like this one came with a handwritten note, so that's a little ominous.
Is that a phone number on the back?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Is this
horny?
Is
that a love note to you song?
It is.
Oh, boy. Should we not have this horny snack?
Watch. What the fuck?
What is it? What's going on?
Okay.
Just read it, and we'll edit it so we know what's going on. We'll edit it out if we have to.
Yeah.
Okay. No, well, we can read it.
Okay.
My dearest you song, you're an inspiration. Please don't change. You are perfect. Love, Mimi and Jess.
That's nice. You song is our producer who's not here with us.
Oh, sweet.
And then there's a phone number and it says, let's watch Tuhimi? Some show or something.
Okay.
So someone was very horny for you song and gave this message.
That seems more friendly than horny to me.
Do you think he knew that was in there?
I don't know. He will find out now.
Should I send him a picture?
Yeah, I guess you're right. The phone number does make it horny.
The message is sweet and straightforward.
Yeah,
then, which so might make you kind of horny for the number.
It's true.
There's
well, look. I hope Yusong gets his beak wet.
Yusong is taken. He has a girlfriend.
Oh, that's true.
Then there's writing on this box. It's very strange. There's like little figures drawn on this Boston saltwater taffy box.
Oh yeah, it looks like a child.
and then there's what is that? Is that does that look like Korean possibly?
I'm assuming. I think Yusong can read Mandarin.
Let me take a look.
Mandarin.
At it.
Okay,
let me take a look at it.
I'm not sure though. Actually,
here we go.
I could be completely wrong.
Wire's
going
to read the Mandarin.
and then on,
let me
then,
take a look at
and
it.
And then on the back, like Mystic River is underlined, and then chocolate is crossed out, and the bag is also opened.
The bag is opened,
which Ooh. Nick is now, I will
I'm
eat this.
Very skittish about this.
Nick, yeah, you recently had a tweet about saltwater taffy. You want to say it?
No, I don't want to say it here.
Nick tweeted that saltwater taffy is cum. Isn't that right,
it's
Nick?
Made from cum.
It's made from cum.
I don't actually believe that. It was a throwaway tweet.
All right, here
don't
we go.
Don't make me say my tweets aloud. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to me. Well,
you
know what?
You should be able to say whatever you tweet out loud, all right?
The fact that that bag is open and the individual candies can easily be unwrapped and rewrapped makes me nervous.
Flung it straight at her.
Like, it would be so easy to unwrap one of those and rewrap it.
Yeah. Do you want to eat this?
Should I be the guinea pig? I'll eat one.
All right. Let's hope this improves your physical condition.
Yeah.
This is, no one undid this. That's impossible.
I feel like this markings on the outside is they're
the
stoned.
Also, kind of looks
could
like
very
it
will be the case.
Split just from being stuffed in and out of bags. Like,
then
it's
the
not
fact
a
that
bag.
They cross off chocolate makes me think that they just ate some of the chocolate. All right,
I think they ate some. I think they were stoned and they drew on that, and then they're like, "I gotta have a piece of this, but I'm gonna send it anyway."
I can't tell what these characters are. It does look more like Korean than Mandarin because of the character set.
No, I agree with that.
But I don't know. I honestly don't know. And it also could just be, like you were saying, just stone scrawlings that don't really have any.
It looks like Korean. Meaning. I agree.
Yeah, I don't know. What are you eating, Mitch?
It's not... I wanted to say also that it's not made from cum, Nick. It tastes good.
Oh, there's a bunch of flavors here. Chocolate, maple, vanilla, cranberry, root beer. Do you know which one you got?
Ooh, the flavors are exciting.
You got a watermelon one. Okay.
Mm-hmm. The flavors sound great.
Molasses, honey, strawberry, ooh, beach plum.
Yes, please.
I think they're safe, everyone. I think they're safe.
If I go in anaphylactic shock, I'm holding you liable.
Yeah, I'm
what were they doing? Banana, orange, pineapple, grape, banana, lemon, sea salt, caramel, rum, butter, peppermint. Watermelon, cotton candy, pina colada, and cherry.
Number one, saltwater caramel. Number two, banana. Number three, I forgot already.
This isn't peppermint.
Okay, so there's a key here if you want to figure out what you're going to have. I'm going to take one of these. I am going to take a blue one, which is vanilla.
Oh, God.
Vanilla is a flavor, and I want to enjoy. So I'm going to try some. You know what? This doesn't look like vanilla at all. This looks red. I think these labels are misleading. This is like some sort of purple one.
Cranberry.
Oh, I think I got cotton candy by mistake.
Oh, you got dark purple.
Yeah, I got like a dark purple. I'm going to have a nibble of this.
So, Nick, are you a taffy fan?
No, I don't like it.
No?
You don't like things that stick to your teeth.
Oh, I'm not gonna
stick. I like taffy all right, but I've had very good taffy, and this also says made with real sea salt. And you can't really taste that factor. I mean, like, it doesn't factor into this at all, right?
I think they ate all the caramels out of here. That's what they did. Oh, no. Found one.
So these people gave us a gift. Should we have a new rule?
I spit it out.
You should put it in your pocket. I don't want it in my hotel.
It's in your trash can.
I know. So keep it out of my trash can. maybe we should have a new Doughboys rule of we will not eat open packages.
That's always been a rule, I thought.
We shouldn't eat this one. That's like a food like rule.
I mean, it's fine.
I sunk my teeth in and then I took them back out and I'm going no.
Yeah, I really didn't like it. That's a big time whack for me. Sorry, you Song's friends.
Taffy, but I've had better.
I've had better saltwater taffy. That's my issue with this.
I don't even think Yusong likes sweets. What was their game plan here?
I don't know. They liked Yusong.
He doesn't have a sweet tooth.
I'm not convinced Yusong knew that note was in there, and I think he just threw that in the green. Like, someone handed it to him, and he was like, add it to the pile.
Wow.
So that note is possibly not... But the note is connected to this?
It was inside the box.
It was inside the box.
Yeah, I don't think he knew it was in there.
So he's learning about this when he hears this
right
episode.
Right now.
Wow.
Should I send him a picture of it right now and be like,
Yeah, send him a picture of it. And also say we're all going to the ER.
We ate tainted taffy. Yeah. We're all dying. Here's your final loved out.
Here, I'm gonna eat another one. I'm going to go soft snack on this.
Soft snack?
Yeah, because it's not... It's taffy.
You like taffy.
I like taffy.
Yeah. Okay.
Laffy Taffy, great taffy. I mean, yeah, it's good. And also, but like I've had good saltwater taffy.
Right.
This is not great saltwater taffy.
Yeah, that's rough. But it seems like we got two whacks and the one snack is a soft snack. So no one's particularly over the moon for this, this mystery
text,
taffy.
Should I text these women and pretend I'm Yusong?
Immediately sending you like super explicit text. Jesus Christ. I think that's like, that could be criminal if you did that. It's like impersonating somebody.
We'll find out.
That was Snack or Whack. Just like a restaurant, via feedback, let's open up the feedback. And we got an email today from Cameron C. Cameron writes, mozzarella sticks and cheese curds go great with a burger, but besides Sonic and Culver's, you rarely see them at fast food joints. What's a common restaurant item you'd like to see make the jump to ubiquitous fast food item? Marilyn, you've worked in some chain restaurants, some sit-down chains. Is there an app, an entree, something from a sit-down chain that you'd like to see make the transition to places with drive-thrus?
What?
So the person who emailed in was talking about mozzarella sticks and cheese curds. How there aren't a lot of chains, like drive-through chains, like fast food restaurants that offer that. Is there anything else that I guess like a good Now, a lot of places have chicken tenders, but I feel like places go more nuggets than tenders. I feel like if there were some more good, like Raising Cane's, I know is one, but I feel like if there were more like just good, like solid tenders at places, I think that would be fun.
McDonald's had chicken selects.
Exactly. Yeah.
Interesting.
Or maybe even honestly, like, because you only see wings really at pizza restaurants. Like, you know, if like a burger place wanted to have some wings, why not?
Yeah, but doesn't
give that,
that
a shot.
Why? Why do they have to do wings? You know what
they
I mean?
Don't have to. I'm saying it's maybe a thing to try. It's maybe a thing I see at some sit-down chains that I wouldn't mind having the option to have at a fast food restaurant now and again.
Sit-down chains.
Yeah.
Appetizer item.
Yeah.
That you'd get at a drive-thru.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's roughly the question.
I was on Instagram for the description.
You threw Nick. She was promoting the show, doing an Instagram video
it's
of
very
us
cool.
while we were
I know,
doing the show,
and
then Nick was startled by that. You're a nerd,
also,
Nick.
I am not versed in sit-down chains. Mm-hmm. I don't have it at the ready.
Right.
And then you're like an appetizer at a sit-down chain.
Doesn't have to be an app.
That could be ready for drive-thru. That's tough. Even like the cheese curd.
Yes.
It's tough. Because you, if you're talking about something with a sauce, I guess nachos can get
good. I feel like that. Here's the thing. Here's the tricky thing about this question is that like jalapeno poppers and mozzarella sticks are two things that kind of have become a thing that are really available at a lot of places.
They got them at a number of these spots.
Like
now.
Del Taco kind of has like some jalapeno poppy popper type things. If they were the actually like cream cheese filled jalapeno poppers, I think I would be more on board. Like, I could get behind something like that. And mozzarella sticks, the quality at some of these places just isn't good enough.
It's suspect.
Yeah.
So, I guess my answer overall would be potato skins with real bacon and sour cream.
Oh, that would be fun.
Am I going to get the level of quality I want from somewhere? And so, then the alternate for me is quesadillas that are available at, like, Wendy's and McDonald's.
Yeah, you know, they have some... I feel like, you know, some of the fast food... Mexican places, not the place we went to today, have a decent quesadilla. But yeah, they don't always have it as a... They in fact, usually don't offer it at a burger place. I guess this was a bad question. I picked a bad question.
That's not a bad question.
No, I picked a bad question. You
picked
a bad
snack. I feel
like
it's a puzzle that needs to be unlocked.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I just... We
What's
fucked
going
up the back
on
end
here?
Of this
what, are you,
episode.
What are you saying?
I'm just getting down on the pod right now. I think we fucked up the end of it.
I think the
snack was not great. I think the question was not great. And that's not like I'm not trying to blame Cameron C. It's
quick,
my fault.
Quick, redo it.
No, it's fine. But if you have an answer for Cameron C.'s puzzle, let us know. Hashtag puzzle solution. And if you have a question or comment,
hey, at least you saved everything with that.
Swish. If you have a question or comment about the world of chain restaurants, you can email us at doughboyspodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 830-GO-DOUGH. That's 830-463-6844. And to get the Doughboys Double R weekly bonus episode, join the Golden or Platinum Play Club at patreon.com/doughboys, where the 8TL continues the Doughboys Double all month long. Marilyn Ryska, let's talk about your podcast
a little bit. Why didn't I just say Olive Garden breadsticks at the drive-thru?
Oh, that's good?
Yeah.
That's the one.
All right, kill the hashtag. It's solved.
That's
the answer.
Those would be great.
Those would be great. Do those come frozen? I heard those come frozen.
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know. I wasn't privy to that mystery.
Oh, interesting. I didn't realize there was...
continues.
Yeah. Checking in with Mary Lynn is the podcast.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
If you like a friend talking in your ear, sometimes about big things, sometimes about small things.
Right.
You just check in with me and I'll check in with you guys.
I love it.
That's wonderful. If you guys want a friend talking in your ear and not two weird men, it's a nice change of pace from Doughboys.
And you know what? I've had that friend here for a couple weeks.
It's very nice.
It's true. I'm saying you to me.
Hey. I've enjoyed you too.
Aw.
This podcast.
Oh, wonderful.
And you guys. What a fun day. Thank you.
Boy.
Well, thank you for spending it with us.
Is there anything else you'd like to plug, Mary Lynn?
Ghost Draft.
Ghost Draft.
Can we say? What can we even say about it? Anything?
It's just going to be some cool shit.
Yeah, it's going to be cool shit.
It'll be slated for release sometime in 2020, right?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Don't even know.
Wait, actually, I have no idea.
It's going to take a long time.
Yeah.
It's slated for release some point in the future. Check out that movie when it comes out. And hey, that'll do it for this episode.
Will you see the movie?
Yeah, I'll check it out.
I assumed you were all going to go together.
He's not going to go. We can make it a double.
Why wouldn't he go?
It'll be because he doesn't.
We're going to review your movie.
It'll be on Hulu eventually.
Whoa! This guy's for real.
I'm going to go. Of course, I'm going to go support you. Of course, I'm excited to see it.
That's such bullshit. I'm thrilled.
I'm of course going to go see your guys' movie. I'm excited to see it. I'm happy for you.
I've never heard you sound more fake than I'm excited
Weiger
to
was
go.
Date to the premiere.
Weiger, I'm going to take Weiger to the premiere instead of my mom. Maybe Natalie.
She, there you go.
She'd agree to that. That'll do it for this episode. I will go see Ghost Draft. I'm excited to see it.
I thought you were
congratulations.
Stand up. You can come see my stand up if I want to promote something.
All right, go for it.
Talk to you guys later. That's it. You got it. Don't ask me what cities. It's on the website. Marilyn Rice Cup. Thanks for having me.
That'll do it for this episode. As always, until next time, for the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell, I'm Nick Weiger. Happy eating.
See ya.
Sources for this week's intro include History of the Grateful Dead by Greta Call, Jillian Sullivan, and Aidan Vaziri. How Grateful Dead Fans Became Deadheads by Amy Leonard Gaynor and Arpita Aneja. Raving Bands Inc. History from Funding Universe. This Mexican Chain Requires Every Worker to Do One Thing When They Apply for a Job by Kate Taylor. The Untold Truth of Moe's Southwest Grill by Maria Cristina Lalonde. And Jerry Garcia Estate Sues Burrito Franchise by Rachel Tobin Ramos. Full list of sources available in the show description.
Double.
On the next Doughboys Double. The Doughboys went down to Georgia. They were looking for a tasty meal. Oktoberfest 2019, the Doughboys present the HTL continues as me, Mitch, Emma, and Yusong talk through our favorite music from Atlanta. Get the Doughboys Double every Tuesday only at patreon.com/doughboys.
Double.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.